Hey friends, welcome to Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, your host, and as always, I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading a small group or you're a seasoned veteran, this podcast is giving you a quick look at what matters most in this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled, The King Did Not Listen. So let's get into it. This week's big truth: the advice we choose to follow can make a lasting impact on us and on those around us. Rehoboam had a choice: listen to wise elders or his peers. Pride pushed him towards the wrong voices, and the result was a divided kingdom. Our choices about who we listen to matter, not just for us, but for those around us. This week's Christ Connection: while selfishness and sin divided God's people, Christ came to restore God's kingdom. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus unites people from every tribe and nation into one family. He models servant leadership, choosing humility over pride. So here's the story. Solomon dies. His son Rehoboam becomes king. The people ask for relief from their heavy labor. The elders advise kindness and service. Rehoboam's friends advise harshness and control. Rehoboam rejects wisdom, answers harshly, and the kingdom splits, Israel in the north and Judah in the south. Pride led to division, but God remained sovereign, working his plan even through human failure. So here are some questions your students might ask and how you can be ready for some of those. Why did Rehoboam ignore the elders' advice? Does God make people choose wrongly, even if he's sovereign? How do I know which voices to listen to in my life? And what does Jesus' leadership teach us about humility? Students live in a world full of voices, social media, friends, influencers. Help them see that the voices they listen to are helping disciple them. Encourage them to identify one godly person they can go to for advice this week. Model this by sharing who you turn to for wisdom. This week, remind your group, choosing wisdom means choosing God's word over pride, over popularity, and over comfort. When we do so, we impact not just ourselves, but everyone around us. Before we wrap up, here's a few things to keep in mind. This Sunday is Trunk or Treat from 4 to 6 p.m. in our parking lot. So if your group is signed up to help, don't forget, we're going to have pizza here in the student center during the setup time. Come and be a part of that. Don't forget to invite your neighbors, invite your friends. Let's come and have a great time on Sunday night. This coming Wednesday night is our bonfire night. So during our normal scheduled hours, but we're going to get out of the building and go out and enjoy some fellowship time, some worship time, and definitely some s'mores. And I want you to think gourmet s'mores, not just your regular s'mores. Not that there's anything wrong with your regular s'mores, but we're going gourmet. So that's all I'm going to tell you. Come and experience that, and it'll be a great time. Also, our summer 2026 mission applications are live. And if students are interested, there are sheets down at the welcome desk that they can pick up and scan the QR code and fill out that application. So direct them down there for those. Well, guys, grateful that you've tuned in to this week's Group Chat Sunday edition. Keep leading with love, and I'll catch you next week. We'll be right back.